everybody. Welcome to a mini episode of How Did This Get Made? Just a reminder, if you have just started listening to us, we have a lot of back episodes, so definitely check out some of the movies that are on video now. I mean, Sucker Punch, you can see the unrated version of it, which I highly recommend. Also, that Christina Aguilera Cher movie, which was amazing, on DVD right now. So if you haven't listened to some of our old ones, check those out as well. And this week, we are doing our very first, and hopefully not last, J-Lo movie, The Backup Plan. Now, The Backup Plan was a movie that seemed like it just came and went. I think the slogan for it was like, fall in love, get married, have a baby, but not in that order. This is kind of a gross-out pregnancy comedy starring J-Lo, who looks super hot, but they make her so gross in the entire movie. Actually, you'll get a tone taste. I like that. You'll get a tone taste for the entire movie right here by listening to the trailer.
You're one of my best friends. Don't you want to help me? I mean, we don't have to have sex. Just give me your sperm.
Thought I'd be married with kids by now, but I still haven't found the one.
The elusive one. Good luck.
It's time for my backup plan.
Are you high? It says here he has red hair and freckles.
I have a feeling that you and CRM 1014 are going to make beautiful babies.
You don't have to walk like that.
Well, okay. You never know. Mr. Wright could be right around the corner.
Taxi! Oh, excuse me.
I didn't see you.
I saw you see me.
You gonna see him again?
I think so.
But what if I'm pregnant?
You're early. I'll be a minute. 3 to 5 minutes, actually.
Congratulations!
Holy effing. Do you believe in love? When you're pregnant, you have 3 times the amount of blood coursing through your vagina. That's why I could have an orgasm sitting on a bus.
Did you just...
There's something that I have to tell you.
I have something I need to tell you, too.
You go first.
I love you. It's not the answer I was hoping for.
I'm pregnant.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't happen that fast.
It was before I met you.
Ooh, you had no idea, huh?
Oh, we're supposed to date for a year or two, then we get married, and then we'd have kids.
Are you really sure you want to do this?
Yeah, I'm really sure.
Now I'm going to do an ultrasound.
For a minute, I thought you were going to put that huge thing. Just relax.
That's normal, bro.
I miss my old ass. Look, it doesn't look exactly like that, but it's held up.
That's a nice ass.
This is more than you bargained for.
No, it's more than I bargained for.
The Backup Plan.
Ours won't be like that.
Oh, starters, you wax.
Whoa, what a collage of shit. You know that you are in trouble when the music is louder than the dialogue in a trailer. They're not, that music is crazy. So yeah, the premise is J-Lo gets artificially inseminated, then falls in love, and then has to tell her new boyfriend, who she has no chemistry with, that she's pregnant. Holy cowballs. This movie is, it's like... It's sad. It's very sad in many ways. We will be joined by a very special guest. She is a writer from Happy Endings, Jackie Clark. She is hilarious, so tune in for this. And also, we have a game. As always, we have a game. But before I tell you about the game, I do want to tell you about a brand new show that I am doing for Adult Swim. It premieres this week, the 21st, on Thursday, after Children's Hospital, on Adult Swim. It is called NTSF SDSUV. NTSF SDSUV. It's a parody of all those like CSI, NCIS Los Angeles, CSI Miami's. It's with June Raphael, Rob Riggle, Kate Mulgrew from Voyager. Who else is in it? Peter Serafinowicz plays the voice of a robot. Martin Starr, Brandon Johnson. We have like crazy guest stars. Jeff Goldblum, John Cho, Ed Helms, Adam Scott. The list goes on and on. I hope you like it. It is after Children's Hospital every Thursday night at 12:15. Watch them both. So definitely check that out. And now it's time for our game. We always ask you to submit something based on this movie. Now, the backup plan, I want to know what your backup plan is instead of seeing this movie. If someone made you go see this movie, what's your backup plan? How would you get out of it? Does that make sense? I think it does. So you would tell somebody what to get out of seeing this movie. This is a more of an abstract one, but I'm going to see if it works. So what is your backup plan to get out of seeing the backup plan? Put your answers on earwolf.com, also on Facebook at How Did This Get Made. Check out earwolf.com, man. It's growing. It's bigger. There's blogs now. Holy shit, we got blogs. That's right. We're in the future. We're blogging. Make sure you follow Earwolf on Twitter or myself at Paul Scheer on Twitter. Thank you guys so much, and we will see you next week with Jackie Clark talking about a movie where J-Lo has sex in a room full of cheese.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. Oh, oh, oh. The wolf dead.